It's Thursday, December 5th, and you're listening to the Geek at Geek News Central, the longest continuous running tech podcast. This is show number 910, sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com. Our GoDaddy special that runs out just in a few days, you get 35% off a new product purchase by using the promo code 35OFF6. See the banner at geeknewscentral.com. Geek News Central, proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Hey, folks, I got a great show lined up for you. And it's kind of weird. We're doing this early. I've got exactly 61 minutes to get the show out because I have to leave the house here. We'll talk about that here in a few minutes. Let's get this thing on. Strap in. Here it comes.
All right, people, I need a go, no-go for the Geek News Central podcast. Digital archive recorders.
We're go fly.
Microphone.
We're go fly.
Video feed.
Go.
Web browser.
Go.
RSS data stream aggregator.
Go fly.
Interflux Toddism suppressor.
All right, I'm confused.
Host readiness check.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
The Geek News Central podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are ready to go. Cue Todd in...
Five.
Button, who's got the button?
Four.
There is no cause for alarm.
Three.
Everybody hold on to something.
Two.
Just press the button.
One.
It's showtime.
Aloha and welcome to Geek News Central, coming to you as live as it can be from the beautiful state of Hawaii via the Geek News Central studio overlooking Greater Honolulu. Can you hear it in my voice? I've got just the onset of something. And everyone around here has been sick. Went to a meeting earlier in the week. There was two or three people coughing. My son's been sick. I'm like, okay, here it comes. And I think this is my time in the barrel. So well, hopefully I'll keep it at bay. Only time will tell, but I'll try not to cough on you tonight. Hey, we got to move fast tonight because I got two kids in the swimming pool. 20 miles away. I have to leave here at 7:30 Hawaiian Standard Time to pick them up at 8. Decided to do the show early before I went to got them. So anyway, we're good to do the show tonight. So we'll get through all the content. Of course, I want to give a warm welcome to the Hana and listeners from, and viewers from around the world. And if you're new to Geek News Central, thanks for being here. Definitely get over and check out the website at geeknewscentral.com. You guys can subscribe to the shows, all of our shows over there, The Gadget Professor, Robot Underpants, this show, we've got the new media show. Of course, our special media events feed is going to kick alive here in a little bit as well, along with the newsletter. There's a link on the website for that, so get subscribed, and you'll never miss a single episode. Tonight, you can find the show notes for today's show at gncshownotes.com/810. Of course, all of the contact information is really going to be up on the screen tonight, or if you're listening, geeknews@gmail is the place to email me. You can also tweet me at geeknews. All of our Google Plus community pages and everything, Facebook pages, all that is on the website at geeknewscentral.com. You'll find it there in the show notes, so definitely follow us and tag along with us so that you stay abreast of everything that's going on. Of course, we've got the show coming up on the Roku, Boxy, Samsung Smart TV, Google TV, and our Tech Podcast channel. So make sure you get hooked up with that. No YouTube tonight. We're solo. We are not live. This is the first time I've recorded a show not live in many, many months, maybe a couple of years. So I don't have to monitor the... Actually, I can shut that... I can shut that screen down. Kind of refreshing, actually. So anyway, just to get you guys, so we get off here and get going real quick. Of course, you know that the show is sponsored in part by our good friends over at GoDaddy. And they put together an incredible deal here, and it's remnants of Black Friday. This is going to last just a couple of more days. Let me look at the calendar here. The 9th, this goes dead. So get this, use this code 35. Save, excuse me, 35 save 6 is 35% off a new order. All our other existing codes are still there at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. You can just come over to the website, and it's real easy. Just scroll down, you find the GoDaddy promo code, click on that, and you'll find all of the codes, everything that's available to save you money. And that's our goal here, is to save you cash and get you hooked up with great products and services at GoDaddy. Geek News Central is hosted over there. We've got all my primary domains are on servers or shared hosting accounts. So definitely check my friends out at GoDaddy, and we hope that you get hooked up. Okay, so what else is going on here? Got some feedback from the marketplace idea, some positive, some negative. So keep the feedback coming to our insider at geeknewscentral.com email address. Some people email me directly. Matter of fact, no one emailed Sam, but definitely use Sam as our in-between guy. We definitely want to keep Sam engaged. So keep the feedback coming on that. And if you didn't listen to the last show, you really won't know what we're talking about, the marketplace. And as I've been researching around online a little bit, been looking at different types of models to use, and think I've kind of come up with some ideas. We'll see where it leads as we move forward. Hey, the upcoming new media show this coming weekend, I'm going to have two podcast luminaries on. That's if I don't get sick as a dog between now and then. Rob has got something that's came up. He's not going to be able to be on, so I've booked a couple of folks. Should be a nice, relaxed conversation talking about the podcasting space. So I'll keep you guys advised on that. And, of course, we'll be starting at 9 a.m. Pacific. So I hope you'll join us. Our crowdfunding is still continuing on. And don't forget, if you donate $100 to our crowdfunding event and you have a business or something you'd like to promote, you get $500 worth of free advertising on this show. So please feel free to do that. And anyway, I think we're good. But one last thing, the drop cam. Man, oh man, lots of feedback on the drop cam. Many of you didn't realize that there was a link in the on the website at geeknewscentral.com that would bring you over to the drop cam. And we definitely want you to, we want you to use the drop cam and check out what's going on here in the studio and follow along with the mayhem that's happens here in the studio. Actually, it's kind of boring, but you too can have a drop cam in your home, your office. It doesn't have to be public. It can be private. You can watch a loved one. You can watch a aging parent, watch the babysitter, or just keep an eye on the house or something going on in the backyard. It takes about 3 minutes to set up. It's a fantastic, and the video on it is just top-notch. Definitely check out my drop cam link over at geeknewscentral.com. You'll find the studio drop cam there, and it's actually drop cam. geeknewscentral.com/dropcan. But the most important part is you can buy one too, and you can support the show by basically following our links on our website. It'll take you over to the drop cam deal, and we're going to be able to get you hooked up and get you into using a drop cam. You can also go directly via the link tpndrop, bit.ly/tpndrop is the actual link to actually go to check out the drop cam offering. And really, we want you to watch live high def streaming off your home, of your home, from really anywhere. And the thing I like about it is I can load it up on my iPad or my Android or my, on any mobile device. You load the app and you basically get access to your camera. You can actually even change settings in the app too. That's pretty cool. So definitely get hooked up, get a drop cam for yourself. I have a lot of fun with this thing. And there's times that I switch it to private mode and we use it for other stuff. So you don't have to always have it publicly on. So that's an important part too, is it can be private or it can be public. So definitely check out drop cam, bit.ly/tpndrop. All right, let's go ahead and I told you we're going to move quick tonight. Let's go get right into the content tonight. And I have a stack of stuff for you. And for those of you that missed our crowdfunding link, it's for those of you watching the video, it's up on the screen at this point. I'm going to start right off with, see if I can get this loaded here and take a shot of water before we progress. I think before this show's over, I'm going to empty that thing because that's just something you have to feed the voice when you're starting to get a cold. Every day I get emails from companies always pitching me to do articles on Geek & Central. They want to do a sponsored post. They want to pay me really pennies on the dollar for putting a post up on the website, and we always turn those away. Matter of fact, we have a little standard response that we send them that basically says, I'm sure what you really wanted to do was advertise your product or service. We have a media kit available. We give them the link. If you want to set up an advertising deal, feel free to, basically make an advance payment and we'll talk about your product. That always gets rid of them. But every day I get these sponsored content requests, and we don't do that here at Geek News Central. Never have, never will. Now, sponsors, we do, and it's fully disclosed. Drop Cam's a sponsor here. GoDaddy's a sponsor here. Very straight up that they are basically incentivizing me to talk to you guys about their products and service. And we only really take advertising on products that we like and love. DropCam being one of the recent products that I really fell in love with. So when the FTC is starting to get in the game saying they're starting to question whether online sponsored content is deceptive advertising, I'd have to say yes. I think it's all deceptive advertising when they're doing those types of articles on a variety of websites. You know, and I was kind of surprised because I didn't realize it that some of they list some of the sites that take sponsored content. Mashable, The Huffington Post, BuzzFeed, On the Media co-host Bob Garfield took a hard line against most sponsored ads and raised one of the most controversial examples, an Atlantic Post that appeared to be a glowing news piece on Scientology, but was in fact written by the church itself. So, you know, you've got, you know, big brands that are putting sponsored posts on their website. They've been paid to post, paid to play, and many times you don't know. They're being shoved right in the regular stream of content on those websites. So I think we all need to be aware that this is going on, and we won't do it here, but I'm glad the FTC is starting to take a look at that. Hey, I know this is not of a technical nature. You guys know that my wife is in Japan in Okinawa right now, and of course, she's been texting me and the big news over there about the Chinese air defense zone and the policy makers here in the United States have been trying to work something out with the Chinese. This thing's is going to be quite the powder keg. If you guys don't understand the ramifications of an air defense zone, it's big. I don't think the U.S. will recognize it, and I think they've already proven that by flying some military planes through the air. I think they reported B-52s or something like that. And but you know, this is a big, big dispute area. It all goes around that same discussion points we were talking about a while back about the natural gas that's underneath those islands that is in contest with the Philippines and about five other countries, including China. I'm going to tell you, this is, if there's ever going to be a shooting war, it probably will start in around that area because there's so many natural resources there that countries want to pull out of the ground. All right, enough on that. We'll move into the tech side. A teen paid $735 on eBay for an Xbox One, but he didn't read the fine print. He got a photo of an Xbox One delivered to him, and not a very good photo at all. And he thought he was doing the right thing. He thought that the listing was in the right area, that he wasn't going to get scammed. But yes, he got scammed, and he got a photo of an Xbox One, not even a good one, on eBay. $735. Lucky for him, eBay said it was fraud, and he's probably going to get his money back. So just beware and make sure if your teenagers are buying something on eBay that you review what they're going to buy and look at the, you know, the rating and all that stuff. Hey, you guys heard about that Cobalt 60 that was basically in a medical machine in Mexico down in Tijuana? That was hijacked. Basically, it was a vehicle that got hijacked. It had this medical machine in it that had Cobalt 60. Well, apparently, they opened this up. And according to the Washington Post, the Cobalt 60 they stole, which was found abandoned, was removed from its protective casing. And basically, they feel that those thieves probably have just a few days to live because they probably got a major hit of radiation. So this is incredible. But you know, you're gonna steal something. You're gonna do that. You're gonna pay the price if you steal something that can hurt you, and that's gonna be the case. Well, CNET's got this article about this new robot, RoboCop, and I kind of saw this today, and I was a little bit surprised that. Come on, load page. All right, I'm waiting for the CNET article page to load. How can I do this? I can't. Isn't that interesting? Oh, there it goes, finally. So it's a crime-predicting robot that is going to be designed to patrol our streets by 2015. A company in California called Nightscope has designed, and this kind of looks like something out of the Jetsons, for those of you that remember that cartoon, but this 5-foot-tall, 300-pound automaton called K5 is going to be combating crime and provide for public safety, and it's going to work for $6.25 an hour. And it doesn't look very friendly like an R2-D2, but it definitely looks like a Jetson-style a robot. But this thing's going to have the ability to hear, feel, smell. It will roam around autonomously 24/7. It'll take pictures of license plates, do all kinds of different things tied back to major database. And they feel that this thing at some point in the near future could replace someone on the ground walking a beat. I'm not so sure about that. There's nothing like a human interaction and human initiative that will probably never, ever replace a robot. But from from sniffing out explosives and that kind of thing, this thing might be helpful. But about $1,000 a week to run the robot around a complex. So what, you guys been freaked out if you saw a robot operating as a security guard? I think I'd be a little bit weirded out if I saw that, for sure. I had to turn down a trip by Ford, and I'm kind of sad that I was not able to go out, but the event that I would have been able to attend was the introduction of the 2015 Ford Mustang. And if you're a motorhead, if you're a car buff, you're going to love this vehicle. And I love the lines that they put together on this thing. It is really, really a nice car. Definitely a performance machine, but it's definitely going to be more tech than necessarily power. It's going to have power and performance, but it's definitely keeping in lines with some of the realities of what's happening in the world today. But pretty exciting stuff. And if you're a car buff, I'm sure you've been all over this. But just kind of sad that I was not able to go out to Dearborn and see this in person. I'm sure I'll get a chance to drive it sometime next year, I would hope. Is anything left of Comet Ison? Well, spacecrafter continued to monitor the comet's remains. And that's what it is. It just remains dust and particles and maybe a small nucleus still. We'll know over the next couple of weeks if this thing's going to give us any type of air display. They don't think so, but they do see remnants of the comet. And but at this point, it's pretty much toast, and quite literally toast. Hey, there's a great article over on PC World talking about, and this is an op-ed by a guy by the name of Andrew McLaughlin. And basically, he says U.S. government has a huge image problem worldwide as it promotes internet freedom on one hand and conducts mass surveillance on the other, potentially creating major problems for U.S. technology companies. Now, this was quoted by Andrew McLaughlin, a former official with the president's administration. Many U.S. policymakers don't recognize the level of distrust created by recent revelations about the U.S. National Security Agency surveillance, and that lack of trust will drive other countries away from U.S. technology firms, he said. He says, we, as advocates of freedom of speech and privacy worldwide, are much more screwed than we generally think in Washington. And American industry and our internet sector is much, 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 much more screwed than we think internationally. And this was said during a Human Rights First Summit in Washington, D.C. But he was didn't mince any words here on the impact that all the recent and newest revelations have been made. So I'd love to hear you guys' feedback. Where do you think this puts us in the game? Do you think this takes us out of the game? We already know that that there's already a high level of distrust with some of our allies. And now all this additional stuff coming out, people are just weirded out. Will they start buying American gear? I guess that's the question that should be looked at. But do you think this is going to have an impact? Love to hear from you. Geeknews@gmail.com. Another interesting article today that popped. The IRS and the SEC want to snoop through your email without a warrant. So there's a new kick, basically a new initiative going forward to change the ECPA. And the ECPA is the Electronic Communication Privacy Act, which actually makes sure that you have less privacy than other forms of communication. Now, this isn't necessarily on purpose, but because the law was written in the mid-1980s when email was really kind of in its infancy, includes some really kind of crazy distinctions between open and unopen email. So right now, there's a bit of support in both Congress and the White House to fix this. So if we can get enough support behind a petition, as with what happened with SOPA, there was a strong suggestion from the administration that if this petition tips the scale of 100,000, that we could get White House support to come out in favor of ECPA reform. There's been some stuff that's been introduced already kind of haphazardly that's not as perfect as it needs to be, but it does go a little bit towards fixing some of the stuff. The folks over at TechDirt have a great article along with a good info image, I guess, for a better word, the infographic that I'll have linked up in the show notes that you guys can check out. But if you feel that we need this reform, and we're at that point where we do, and the terms of that would be really critical, I encourage you guys to sign the petition, and I'll have the link to, to the TechDirt article up in the show notes. Well, when it comes to DNA, you know, it's pretty cool in the science front and what they're able to determine. And you know, if it's just like you know, it's being used heavily in a crime investigation, paternity, identification of bodies, all kinds of different things. But just recently, the oldest human DNA has revealed a mysterious branch of our evolution. The DNA, which was sequenced, date back some 400,000 years, may belong to an unknown human ancestor, says scientists. The new findings could shed light on a mysterious extinct branch of humanity known as, and I'm going to destroy this, Denisovans, who were close relatives of the Neanderthals, scientists added. So they went through the DNA of a bone that they found, and they said that Neanderthal DNA makes up 1.1 to 4% of modern Eurasian, basically our genes, and the Denisovan DNA makes 4 to 6% of modern, so they switched gears on me here, up to 4% of modern New Guinean and Bougainville Islander genes in the Melanesian Islands. So, okay. So does it have any of it in us? That is the question. But anyway, good write-up on this. And they are really excited. This is the oldest DNA ever extracted and able to be sequenced from essentially an ancestor, pre-modern evolution, I guess. So very, very cool. All right, The Verge has an article talking about mysterious internet data hijacking operation discovered. Basically, a sizable chunk of internet traffic made an unnoticed pit stop in Belarus and Iceland at several points over the past year, a security firm said today. Renesas, a company that monitors online activity, said some internet traffic was hijacked en route to the U.S. and other locations, including government destinations, as part of a scheme of unknown origins. Now, check this out. Government traffic, banking traffic was mostly what was hijacked. And there are basically some questions being asked because it remains unknown who exactly is behind the effort or what happened with the data, including whether it was copied. Wired is report that the hijacking used the Border Gateway Protocol internet standard, which allowed the redirecting to go unnoticed by users on the final end of the equation, since they still receive their data. So kind of interesting. Excuse me. Didn't expect to sneeze tonight. All right, T-Mobile calls AT&T. And so anyway, let me go back. So a little bit of a mystery going on. It's probably people that are looking to capture data to empty bank accounts. That's what it's all about these days, is about stealing people's money. T-Mobile's calls AT&T's new plans confusingly expensive. And AT&T basically has come out with new plans today. If you buy your own device or bring your own device and you don't go on a two-year contract, they announced these new data plans, or these new no-contract plans. And I'm just looking through these things, and it's like a smorgasbord of offerings. Everything from 300, 1 gig, 2 gigs, 4 gigs, 6 gigs, 8 gigs, 10 gigs, 15 gigs, 20 gigs, 30 gigs. You know, this is all about the data, all the way up to 50 gigs of data, and pricing tiers to go along with it. So long story short here, the folks at T-Mobile are saying that, hey, you can still save money if you go with us, but their network kind of sucks. It's not very fast. So until they get that kind of, in my opinion, dealt with, it's going to be very, very difficult to really justify going over to T-Mobile. And you know, any of you have T-Mobile as a, you know, as your phone and data provider that's actually working out for you? You know, my wife's still got a phone on T-Mobile, and the data on it just sucks. She tethers her Verizon phone Verizon iPad half the time. All right, moving on here. Moore's Law. We haven't talked about this in a while. But the Moore's Law is ending. At a wine bar in San Francisco on Wednesday, Broadcom chairman CTO Henry Cimulli delivered some sobering news. He says Moore's Law isn't making chips cheaper anymore. And we all know that Moore's Law is all about the doubling of processing, storage, everything else. But the FAME law of microprocessors predicts that packing more transistors onto a silicon wafer will make processors smaller, faster, and cheaper with each generation. The ability to get more chips out of each wafer should cut the cost per transistor with each new generation, according to the logic of the law, which was first proposed by Intel co-founder Gordon Moore in the 1960s. But keeping Moore's Law going now requires complicated manufacturing techniques that are so expensive they cancel out the cost savings that should come from each new generation. Sees the cost curves are getting kind of flat. And he says it won't be long, within the next couple of years, where the price of chips just will not come down, and they may actually start to go up because of the manufacturing costs to get faster and faster and faster chips. I think this will all work itself out over time. I think new technologies design, things become cheaper with scale. I don't necessarily buy into that. I will see where it leads. Maybe he's right. Time will tell for this, but we've all benefited from cheaper microprocessors, cheaper hard drives, and so forth. And, you know, I bought, 3 gig hard drives for $99 from Newegg over the, two or three? They're sitting here in a box. I haven't opened them up. But cheap, you know, from a data storage standpoint. So other things continue to get more powerful and cheaper at the same time, too. All right, patent troll bill has cleared the House with a huge majority. The U.S. House of Representatives passed the Innovation Act, dealing trolls a severe blow despite opposition from universities looking to protect patents. InfoWorld's Simon Phipps reports the act cleared the House with an overwhelming majority of 325-91, despite opposition from organizations most likely to feed new patents to trolls. It's far from perfect, as the EFS has documented, but it's a step in the right direction. The title surge of support it's seeing suggests legislature's appetite, so the proper patent reform is really finally growing strong here, enough for them to contemplate substantial change, which is good. It's all about making them pay if they lose, the cost of the case, or the lawyer's fees and so forth, and some other things. The president has directed the government to double reliance on renewable energies by 2020. So noting that the federal government must lead the way and use clean energy, the president issued a directive to further reduce reliance on non-renewable sources of electricity. Through a memorandum, the president ordered the government to more than double the current reliance on renewable energies by 2020, and at least 20% of the government's energy will come from renewable sources by then, with that number slowly rising from the beginning with a minimum of 10% in 2015. And in order to do that, they have to spend money, and sometimes those solutions aren't cheaper. So we'll see where this goes. Now, talking about, you know, renewable energy, a Nissan Leaf owner was arrested just recently for stealing 5 cents worth of electricity. Now, one thing that I know, I've heard, I've got a buddy who has a Chevy Volt, and he works on a DOD installation. And one thing, when they registered his car on base, they gave him a sheet, and it basically said, you are not allowed to plug into any outlets on the facility. You can be fired, penalized, and a whole bunch of, so they were very serious because they didn't want him driving to work and then just plugging into an outlet somewhere close to his office and getting a free charge on Uncle Sam. So this guy plugged into an elementary school, and I guess it wasn't the first time he was warned, and basically he got arrested and is being charged with stealing. Now, here's the interesting thing is that one thing I hear from all these vehicle drivers, these green cars, is that the number one thing they see on the pipe, in other words, on the electric chargers, are Leafs. Leafs are always, like my one buddy just drives me, he says, those bugs are everywhere. They're always on the chargers. They never have enough charge. And he likes his Volt simply because he doesn't have to rely of getting a charge. He can go on gas only if he needs to, but he still gets incredible mileage, like 100 miles to the gallon or something equivalent, whatever it is. Credit card fraud is on the rise, and you ever wonder what happens when your credit card's used in another state, how they got it? Well, it turns out that there's a lot of point-of-sale systems that are basically been compromised or are basically calling home to mama. So this is, at some point, something's going to have to change here. They looked at a botnet that had been compromised and looked at point-of-sales terminals used by stores and restaurants that were part of the botnet's, you know, what they were in control of. And this particular botnet was controlling 31 machines that compromised more than 20,000 credit cards. All the details. So it's really amazing the data that they're pulling from these things. So they just get the data, they print out a new card. What do? They sell it for 15 cents or $2 or someone. They swipe it a couple of times. The card gets caught up in fraud, and it didn't cost them anything to use the card. All the risk is of using it. So, but there's a good write-up on this on Ars Technica talking about what's really going on here and what they're seeing with these botnets. You just wonder at what point are we going to have to start using our thumbprint or something like that to buy stuff versus using a card. Hey, Google is now letting you download a copy of your Gmail and Google Calendar data. This is brand new. They rolled out a long-requested feature being able to download a copy of your Gmail data. This feature means you now can back up your emails and calendars or just export them temporarily so you can import them to another service. Now, this is big, 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 big. And so anyway, that's it's cool news. Really, really is. You know, I keep looking for smarter power solutions for the house here and looking for smart power strips, looking for things that, work intelligently to reduce my power bill as much as I can internally. There's a great Kickstarter going on with a new smart power strip that I'm pretty interested in and starting to use some of the what they call smart things, Wi-Fi. It's basically monitoring different smart devices. So there's a lot of individual solutions out there, and you can get a lot of money into one particular thing that may not be compatible with another. So as you're out there looking to buy more smart products for your home, smart power strips, smart you know, whatever it may be, keep an eye on the intercompatibility between devices and pick the right ecosystem the first time. And there's two or three out there that, to choose from. All right, a service I tried to use tonight. Now, things have been crazy here at the Cochran household. We've been running around nuts. You know, my wife is still in Japan. She's going to be home shortly. So I'm talking with the kids, and I'm like, hey, we got to be ready for mom coming home. That means the house has got to be ship shape. It's got to look better than when she left. We got to make sure everything's good. And really, we only have like one day to do it because we're going to be crazy busy all the way up until that specific cleaning day. But I found this company called HomeJoy. And HomeJoy, yes, they're home cleaners. You can order them to come in, and they work at a flat rate of $20 per hour. And I thought, I could have them come in and do a complete end-to-end. I mean, give this thing a thorough ring out. And she got home, she'd be like, what did you guys do? And she would not be any the wiser. So I said, I'm going to book it. Well, HomeJoy is a year and a half old service, and it's only in 31 cities. And Hawaii is not one of them. And so I thought to myself, okay, and then the rate was just about right. And I did their little online thing, and it'd been about $100 to bring someone in. And honestly, we could have done it. You know, it's we're just being lazy. But I really wanted to try this. And I guess I'll be doing the scrubbing. But HomeJoy has been raised another $38 million in venture capital to bring $20 hour home cleaning to the masses. This is smart. This is really, really smart. At homejoy.com. Fellas, I know some of you are thinking that would have been wicked, right? Yeah, I agree. It would have been really amazing. Hey, today, I did a tour in the Navy. When I was in the Navy, I did a tour out in Pax River. And I worked, I was part of the flight support detachment for the Naval Research Lab. And we got to do all kinds of cool things. But the Navy, in conjunction with the Naval Research Lab, just launched a drone from a submarine while underwater. So the sub was submerged, and what they did was they launched a torpedo, and then the torpedo basically surfaced, set itself upright, opened the lid at the top, and ejected what's called a Sea Robin launch vehicle. And it's an all-electric, fuel cell-powered drone with foldable wings. It took the sky where it performed an hour-long test flight before landing at Naval Sea Systems Command Atlantic Underseas Test and Evaluation Center in the Bahamas. So this is pretty cool stuff. And launching a drone from a submarine while underwater. And, you know, that to me is like, that's good taxpayer dollars at work. Some of you may disagree, but it's just kind of stuff like that. And I'm sure many of these little projects like this are done on like bare bones budgets. And it's just someone thinking out of the box coming up with some idea. Very, very cool. Anyway, they launched a drone while the submarine was underwater. The question you have to ask is, were they able to transmit the data back to the submarine? That they're not saying, but it makes you go, they're going to launch a torpedo and it's going to be up in the water. You would think the submarine would want to be able to get a feed of whatever the drone's seeing, right? That would make sense, but nothing in the article that reveals that. JP Morgan is warning 465,000 card users on data loss after cyber attack. So if you have a JP Morgan account, you may be getting a notice from them that your information may have been hijacked in this latest break-in. Ford is saying that Microsoft's CEO is not going anywhere. So Alan Millay will not be leaving the company to take over the same position at Microsoft. Speaking in an interview with Bloomberg TV, Ford director Edsel Ford II said that Moulet would remain with the company through the next year rather than take over the CEO chair in Redmond for the departing Steve Ballmer. Wow. So he's staying through the end of 2014 at least. And that's actually bad news. I was hoping that he would take over for Microsoft. I really would. I think he'd be perfect. The other guy, I don't know so much that they're thinking. So this probably puts the Nokia guy in the front spot. Hey, over on All Things D, Ryan Seacrest wanted a keyboard for his iPhone, so he invested $1 million in one. The Typo keyboard will make its debut at the Consumer Electronics Show next month. But Seacrest and his co-founders invested over $1 million and expect more than $5 million with future keyboard products in development. I don't want a keyboard for my iPhone. I'm sure we'll cover it, folks, but a keyboard? I don't want a Crackberry on my iPhone. That's not what I have an iPhone for. But I guess some people just want to have a keyboard. Ladies, is this going to piss you off or what? And they don't have one of these for the fellas. So, Microsoft, now listen to this. Microsoft is helping develop a bra that tells women when to stop eating. As they say on Gizmodo, don't worry, emotional overeaters, your future is bright. Thanks to a collaborative study between Microsoft Research Institute and the University of Rochester, a new emotional stress detecting bra and mobile app duo may soon be giving your already fragile emotional state the extra gill it needs to finally put the fork down. Is this the most disparaging thing you have ever heard? Fellas, what don't you talk about at dinner? Wow, honey, you just ate a lot. Wow, honey, you look like you put a few pounds. Wow, honey, I don't think you should eat that. You never say that. You never say that to your wife if you want to remain alive. That is just something you don't do. And yet Microsoft was this designed by women or guys? To me, it's borderline sexist. Or maybe it's completely sexist. I don't know. Would any of you ladies wear a bra that tells you when to stop eating? What are they going to do? Are they going to have some sort of a sensor that's going to tell guys when to quit looking at other women? You know, what's next, you know? Please. I think it's kind of rude. I really do. But they're going for it. All right, Bitcoin boom spreads to iPhones with mobile payment apps. You know, this Bitcoin thing is going crazy. I just don't trust it yet. All these robberies and hijacking of Bitcoins, and there's just no way. I just don't trust. But there is a new, those of you that want to give a shot, there is a new, basically new device out there, a new app out there from Glip. It has more than 25,000 users, raised more than 350,000 venture capitalists, and they've got an app to basically pay for your product with or pay for dinner or something with Bitcoins. And it's a mobile wallet. I just don't trust it yet. I really don't. Of course, credit card things not help any, right? So what else is different? Any of you Justin Bieber fans, I'm sure we have a lot of Justin Bieber fans in this audience. I'm sure it's a large part of our demographic. But back a couple years ago, Justin Bieber reportedly wanted $200,000 from BlackBerry to be their brand ambassador. I could think of no person better to be a brand ambassador for BlackBerry. He would have made just an absolute great one, right? They turned it down. Maybe it would have saved him. I know, who knows? But just to me, seems like a very weird person to be doing BlackBerry, be the brand ambassador. He's got to get himself quit partying so hard and doing some of the things he's doing, according to the news reports. All right, this next one is smart. Lightstrap turns your iPhone into a flash ring. So low light photography with our smartphones is a struggle. So there's a light strap. It's an iPhone casing that comes with an LED ring around the back of it. Now, it's similar to a photographer's flash ring. Light strap will allow iPhone photographers to choose from 7 brightness levels and 6 color temperatures. It creates a father and son team, claim that the light strap will offer 10 times the brightness of the flash of the iPhone 5. And they have a Kickstarter for this. So this is kind of cool. I like that. I like any time that you get a case and a light. It's pretty slick. So I'll have the link up in the show notes for that if you're interested in getting involved in the Kickstarter. Apple has a patent describing a smart dock that will always be listening to you. And you can talk to Siri at any time and she will respond. I don't want any device listening to me. Of course, the Moto X does already. So, for those of you who have a Moto X, you know it's listening to you, right? At all times. So Android, of course, Apple, you have to push the button, but this new device apparently will be listening all the time. Wow. It's amazing when I don't talk too much at the beginning of the show, right? And then plus I didn't have as many articles as I normally do. So we're wrapping up here in record time. Do you guys like the shorter show? I hope not, because it's so hard for me to stop talking sometimes. I did get some emails here from the last show. I want to read those on the air here. So let me see here. I got a email from Eric. He said, "Hey, Todd, I thought you might like to read the story I stumbled upon about the big Japanese sub they found off Hawaii. It comes from the naval officer that sailed it from Japan to Hawaii. Very interesting read." And yeah, I knew about that. It made the news here. For those of you who don't know, we captured some very, very big submarines from the Japanese after World War II, brought them back to Hawaii, studied them in quite some detail. When the Russians found out we had them as part of the surrender, they demanded access to them, and the United States very smartly sailed them off to some location and sunk them and said, "We don't know where they're at." So anyway, long story short, they found one, and who knows, maybe one day they'll surface one of these and it'll be in a museum. Who knows? Alan sent me an email. He said, "Hey, Todd, I got a chuckle out of you reading a story during the show and having to use the word Hawaii. It's pronounced Wawa." Hooey, wah, wah. Okay, don't feel bad. Watch the short YouTube video from the Android Central below. They got it wrong, too. So, Alan, thanks. Wah, wah. Huawei. Huawei. Oh, man. I would have continued. You know, it's sometimes. It's, I guess that H is silent in the oo as wah. Oh, man. All right, I got another email from Ron. He says, "Hey, Todd, this video is magnificent. 2 minutes and 28 seconds. It's the world outside my windows." He says, "2 years ago, film student David Peterson posted a time-lapse video montage to his YouTube page. It was based on imagery of aurora and night lights captured by NASA astronauts. The video, All Alone in the Night, had racked up more than 6 million views by December 2013. On December 3rd, 2013, Peterson posted a new video. The world outside my window. His goal this time is to bring more attention to the station itself, including the humans aboard, particularly astronaut Don Petit. Appears in the video's final shot and took many of the sequences used in the video. This is a really incredible video. I'll have the link up in the show notes. So anyway, that's going to wrap us up tonight. Yeah, quick, yeah? Hey, I want you to think about becoming an insider. We're going to have some changes around here in the new year. It's not going to be big, just some minor changes. And we want the insider to really take on a more active role in the audience, in the show. That's why we've got the private insider community that Sam manages. Really, for, you know, let's just say 10 cents a day, you can become an insider. And actually less than that, 6.7 cents or something like that, our lowest amount to contribute each month is $2. So really think about becoming an insider. GeeknewsCentral.com/insider. Get signed up. You know, really would like to see if we could get 1,000 of you signed up at $2 a month. That would really be fantastic and allow us to do a lot of things that we're not able to do right now that we've had to scale back on. So I'd love to have you guys consider that. We are talking with some new sponsors. So it's really kind of one or the other, more insiders or more sponsors. And I really don't want to add more sponsors to the show if I don't have to. But I hope that you guys will consider becoming an insider. Don't forget about our crowdfunder for Vegas, for CES. And that's going to be closing here soon. The crowdfunding is going to be wrapping up. And so we want you to get a chance to get in on that and get a cool t-shirt. It is really a cool t-shirt. But until next time, hey, everyone take care. I've got time to get on the road here soon. So thanks for being here. We'll see you. Everyone take care. Aloha.